Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back again and again in the building with the band of brothers. Back like we never left, man. I'm loving being in the building with these dudes. One more time. Got my favorites in here. Legends. Legends of the radio.
I like that.
Legends of the internet. Like all that good stuff, man. We're back. How y'all feeling today, fellas?
I'm feeling great, man.
Good.
We all right?
C-Murder back in the building. Here we had a little queso episode that just happened. did you recover from it okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I got a little extra room. I'm okay. All right.
Good. That's good to hear. Mav, where you at, man?
What's going on?
Hey, I've been meaning to do. I didn't have time to set it up. But I've been meaning to do for a minute, and I'm going to have to get it done. We have a Periscope account, ladies and gentlemen. So please follow us on Periscope, Culture Shock Entertainment.
Oh, Lord.
next time we do a show, Jesus. I'm not even going to put it on everybody. I'm going to just put it on the Maverick and let you see his outfit that he wore to the studio today, man. He is ready for the Sears catalog, like fully equipped to grace the pages of your latest fashion print.
Yeah,
so
I asked him,
I'm like, where you coming from, man? I mean, you know, you looking all fresh and say, oh, I'm just coming from the house. That's how you leave the house?
Yeah.
That's how you do it, man?
You got to see the boots, though.
The boots are killing, man. I'm a little bit jealous. Yeah. I won't even lie to you.
The boots at the whole outfit. Jealous.
Appreciate y'all, man.
And we appreciate you
right.
for showing us how it's done.
Right. You know, dreads all nice and moistened. You know, cut and evenly trimmed.
Or edges right. blended like somebody else on a radio station likes to say.
Yeah,
right. You got that extra vitamin E inside those dreads.
I did get them moist last night. I did.
Yes.
I did get them moist last night. I did. I put the oil game in them. And I put the fragrance on them
juices
and all
berries
that. Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rest to death, man.
I got,
hey,
definitely got a, definitely got a process.
I understand.
Yeah. Oh, you missing some girls throwing some rose petals.
he probably got that too. He probably got that.
Yeah.
Man, this is the Maverick. This ain't everybody else.
With a capital M.
Yeah. All right. No, all caps. All caps.
Maver.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right, man.
So I'm just saying, what's going on, man? How you feeling today,
bro? I'm feeling good, man. How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling awesome. Got some issues we need to deal with, both internal and external today. So we definitely going to deal with that on the show.
Oh, yeah. We definitely got some internal.
Yeah, so without further ado, man.
Let's go.
Yeah, the Band of Brothers radio show has been on hiatus for a little while. You know, the schedule's a little busy here at Culture Shock Entertainment. A lot going on, so the brothers have been stretched here and there. In order to do their thing and do what they need to do in order for the company to thrive and prosper. But while that was going on, we did still have regular radio programming going on the show. One very popular show on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio that you might know and love by the name of Shock Therapy has been frequently airing every week. And in our hiatus to record as a group, they felt the need to take a shot at every one of CSC Radio's original programming on the show, specifically the men of the Band of Brothers radio show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you brothers a little room to respond to what these guys were saying about y'all on their show. Let me just give you a recap, a refresh, if you are not abreast of everything that's been said.
Please help us.
So they said basically three old geezers. take your pick. If you feel like you fit in that category, you can fit yourself in there. If not, then you probably fall in the category of the other two that barely exist because they're not around. I don't know how they work. So that was one of them. They said their show is better than ours. They said we should name the studio not Culture Shock Entertainment, but just Shock Therapy.
Wow.
Because they're running everything anyway. So they said that. What else did they say? So let's go around the horn here. I'm trying to remember everything. For those of y'all that heard it, y'all know what was said. For those of y'all that didn't hear it, go ahead and check out the podcast on CultureShockEntertainment.com. But I'm going to just run around for what I remember. C-Murder doesn't exist. Mav has flatulent problems, and he'll fart in your car without saying excuse me or any kind of reason. That was one of them. Oh, Tick O' Bitties. That was like the catchphrase from one show. Mav can say Tick O' Bitties, and we got to be censored on our show. So they'll just randomly talk. They'll just randomly talk and say stuff, and then JTB will just bust out Tick O' Bitties because Mav can say it. Why can't I see it? So we had that going. What did they say about Mr. I'm Just Saying? They said something at the end of the show. I can't quite remember, but they said something.
I want to know.
They said something. I forget.
I know.
Just know it wasn't good.
I know. It's all good.
So, brothers, it's your chance to respond. What
I'm
you
ready.
Got?
So, we're going to change their show to the Sex Change Operation. That's what we're going to call their show here on out because The two females, well, them shims are what you call it.
Right. Mitch, call Mitches.
Mitches, yeah, Mitches. Definitely. We're going to deal with them accordingly. So all throughout the show, we will be throwing jabs and haymakers and lefts and rights and uppercuts while we're doing our thing.
Absolutely.
Prepare for it. Just prepare for it.
Yeah. For the fake therapy. We can't
devote a whole show to what they're doing over there, because we actually run our show professionally. You know. It's not just random, out of control chaos. You know, we have filters.
We do this for a living. We do this for a living.
Structure and order to what we do over here. You know, we're actually professionals at this trade. So excuse us if we can't just fly off the track to talk about the insignificant people over at the Shock Therapy Radio Show.
That's a good word. Insignificant.
Insignificant. Yeah, I think that fits. Definitely. Man, where you at, man? You kind of quiet, man. You gonna let the dude put you on blast about you just farting? You know, all this other stuff without any kind of warning or anything? You just gonna let him do you like that?
I don't know. I ain't got no jokes for him right now, man.
Hey, these ain't jokes, man. This is uncut raw right here. You know, some fresh off the boat. You know what I'm saying? This ain't been cut.
Speaking of boats, ain't Koi on a boat?
Yeah, he on a boat somewhere.
Yeah, he on a boat, yeah.
Being all sensitive and sweet somewhere.
Yeah, over there probably in the corner crying, because you know he got vertigo real bad.
Oh, yeah, do it? Dude, I hope you're extra seasick the whole trip.
That boat probably rocking, right. He in the corner.
I hope this is a miserable experience for you. The whole time you're on the trip.
I want to go home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see you when you get back.
Right.
All right. Anything else need to be said? I think I'm what I'm just saying on this one. You know, as I get inspired throughout the show, I'm going to just drop random bombs on Shock Therapy Radio Show to let them know that we run it. Hey, and I held it down for y'all, too. I had my hand readily and prepared on the mute button to hit it whenever I felt like it to hold it down for the team.
We appreciate that. That's love.
That's what I do, man. That's what I do. But without further ado, man, let's go ahead and get into the task at hand today. First one out the gate, and it's a good one. I like it. We just talked about it in the pre-production meeting. Mav was asking a great question. How do you keep balance in your... Hold up. Pause. Time out. I can't even finish the question right now. Because apparently, Mav is not the only one that has an airy issue here. Was he just doing what I think he was doing outside the door?
Oh, not with me sitting here.
I don't know what he's doing, man.
Because he peeked back in like he was looking like, excuse what I'm about to do. I'm going to try to take it outside real quick, but... I hope I don't offend y'all. And I'm talking about Mr. I'm Just Saying, who just left the room really quick. But I guess I got to say thank you for leaving the room, sir, right. and not gracing us with your ambiance.
It's a little tight in here.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, since I got sidetracked a little bit, back to what I was saying. So the question at hand here is, how do you balance your life? And I'm going to go ahead and toss the question right over to you, Mav, since it's your brainchild. To see exactly where you're going, to see if we can solve this puzzle, this riddle, this great mystery that is life and family, love and marriage, love and happiness, or whatever you want to call it. What do you mean by how do you balance your life? What is the goal that you're trying to achieve here?
Well, one thing, I'm really trying to figure out, you know, because I go to church every Sunday, and I'm really trying to figure out how to spend more time with my family, you know, and I work second shift, and then, of course, my kids go to school inside the morning, you know, and my wife work first shift, so I can't see my family during the week, you know, so pretty much the only time I have is the weekend, that's Saturday and Sunday, you know, and then pretty much Sundays is church, you know, and the radio show. You know, so then you got Saturday. It's like, you know, you trying to cram in everything on Saturday with everybody. You know, you got to have time to spend with the wife, and you got to have time to spend with the kids also. And then you got to have, you know, free time also. So I'm really trying to figure it out. You know, then my two oldest daughters, they come over every other week, you know, so it's like I picked them up on a Saturday morning. So I really don't really have that much time, but maybe like a day and a half a day to spend with them. I got to drop them back off by maybe like 5 or 6 on a Sunday. So it's like, what do I really do? You know, so that's what I'm trying to figure out right now.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, before I get back into that, answering that question, let me offer Mr. I'm Just Saying a reprieve. he wasn't releasing himself outside the door like I thought he was. He kind of peeked back in like he was letting one go.
Right.
So I wasn't sure.
He was a little worried.
But he was actually bringing up a guest, someone you may be familiar with here. My man, Mr. Leonard, Mr. Eight Sideways. What's your other poet name? I'm losing track of
it. The answer.
The answer is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard.
What's happening?
Back again today in the building with the Band of Brothers. Thank you for coming in. We're talking about having a balance. And Mav over here was just stressing all his gripes and issues about the limit of time that you have in a given day when you have a wife and family, which I can definitely understand and I can definitely appreciate. But let me ask you this, because you said the only time you have is the weekend. Now, my thing is, when you're doing things the right way, when you're doing things the way you're supposed to, there's a lot of time, effort, strategy, and purpose involved in what you're doing. Therefore, you're not on a normal schedule like everybody else. With that being said, do you actually expect to have a two-day weekend like normal people typically have?
What you mean, like?
Do you actually expect to have both your Saturday and your Sunday free?
I do.
I mean,
no, I do.
Okay,
sometimes you gotta take it, man.
That'll be nice. That's an answer. I see the answer. Leonard over here shaking his head no, because this is my thing. This is why I say that. And you guys feel free to chime in with your opinions and your thoughts on it. I tell everybody all the time that I work 7 days a week. And I actually do. 6 days are devoted to what I call non-negotiables or non-optionals. For anybody that knows me, you know anything about me, I don't work Sundays for a traditional 9-to-5 job. I won't do it because Sundays are devoted my time to God. So Sunday is a work day for me. It's not a traditional day. I've had to explain this to a lot of different people, how my Sundays work. Now, you know, you got a lot of different people that go to church, this and that, but I'm not just to go sit in the pews for an hour and go home. Don't have that luxury. It's actually literally almost an 8-hour day, sometimes more, depending on how things go. So I have an obligation there. Then you have your regular 9-to-5, where you can work anywhere from 40 to 60, 65, 70 hours a week. You got to take care of the family. You got to provide a livelihood for everybody. So you got that going on. Day that typically, like I said, you guys feel free to chime in as we go in. But my question back to you, Mav, is how often do you plan out in advance what you want to do with your family?
How often do I plan out in advance? I don't know. I mean, not that often.
You think that's not something that might be important by chance? So the reason why I asked that, in the production meeting, I was just having a conversation with my wife. All of us are very involved in a lot of stuff. Like, I just gave you just a glimpse into my work schedule. And I didn't even mention Culture Shock Entertainment. That's a whole other monster in itself that I take on. But you got your wife that you're responsible for, making sure they have their time. You got your kids. And my thing with kids is you're not just simply raising them, you know, providing shelter and food and protection, but it's your job to mold and shape them, which I think a lot of people miss the boat on. My job is to see how this flower is blossoming and make sure that they have the proper things necessary to become the best flower available. So it's my job to put them in the proper extracurriculars, making sure they're in a proper school and so on and so forth. So with all that being said, and you got all these things going on, it's necessary to make sure that you have things mapped out in order to be able to retrieve that time where you just have, this is family time, this is downtime, this is me and you time. Because to try to do it on the fly and try to be responsible in doing it is next to impossible if you don't have a strict deadline and guideline of how you're doing. So I'm not going to give all the opinions or thoughts because I probably I think I'm tired for the least amount of kids here. I'm just saying it's definitely the vet over here. So feel free to give y'all thoughts and opinions on how things work over here.
I'll say this, man. It depends on if you have a traditional schedule too, though. Cause
right.
Some people don't, like me, I don't have a traditional schedule. I plan my schedule. Luckily for me, I've gotten to a point where I've been at a job where I've been planning out my schedule for about 15 years now. Mm-hmm. And we usually plan it out sometimes a month in advance. But it's based on a rotation too. So the days that I might get when I'm towards the middle or the top of the rotation won't be the same as the days that I get towards the bottom.
Right.
So the bottom might be the days where I'm working weekends and I might be off a Monday or a Tuesday, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you know. And as far as the kid's concerned, I agree with you on that fact as far as you have to be there to mold them, because I look at it like this. When I was younger, I was a provider. And you know what I'm saying? I was the provider. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had to work those hours. So I was working, you know, my regular 80-hour week plus another 20, 25 hours of overtime a week. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So it's time consuming, and you don't get to spend that quality time. So I look at, when I look at my older kids, they're all grown now, but when I look at how they turned out and how a lot of the things that they do now and the way they think, I'm disgusted by it. Like, but a lot of them, the one thing they do have is a work ethic. They will work.
Right.
But when I look at now, I have a 9-year-old daughter, and I actually took a position. It was a promotion and position, but it was a demotion in pay.
Right.
But I did that solely so I could be available during the day, you know, to be able to go up to her school and check on her and make sure she didn't turn out like the older ones. Like, and I spend time with her. I spend a lot of quality time with her as far as, you know, we have our father-daughter days.
Right.
You know, and they don't necessarily fall on a weekend. It True. Might be a Monday. We might go to the movies. You know,
what you on that one? $5 movies.
Yeah, if I'm on a weekend, we'll go out. We go out to eat, and you know, my daughter, she uppity. I ain't gonna even lie. My daughter uppity. She goes. She know how to read the menu. She like
right.
shrimp Alfredo. You know, like you know, like hey. So you know what I'm saying. So it's like she. But I'm giving her, like, when we get in the car, like she sits in the car. Up until recently, she's 9. She's about to be 10 in March. She just started sitting in the front seat. And my daughter's for 9. She's a big girl.
Right.
You know, she's tall because I'm tall. Her mother's tall. But, you know, like, she would get in the back seat. I open the door for my daughter. You know what I'm saying? When she gets in, when she gets out. You know what I'm saying? My daughter gets treated like a true princess. What I didn't get to do with my older daughters.
Right.
And so, you know, sometimes I have conversations with my older daughters and they kind of get jealous.
Right.
You know, but I have to sit and explain it. I'm like, I didn't have that time because I was a provider and I was a father that provided. Now, I'm not a sole provider for my daughter, so I can be that nurturing father, that father that brings her up and helps her. So when she get out in the world, a guy, you know, teach her these things. So when a guy approach her, she going to be like, hey, my daddy did this, this, and this. You can't do this.
Right, step your game up.
You know,
step
it up. Exactly. So
that's how sure. I gotta be, man.
And a lot of, like I said, and a lot of it is on the fly because my schedule is not traditional.
Right.
So I mean, it just all depends on your schedule and how you can work it. But I think, you know, as fathers, you know what I'm saying, we have so much to do because we got real men. We have so much responsibility, not only to our kids, you know, our wife, you know, our property,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, you know, some of us spend weekends cutting grass and trimming True. Hedges. Like, you True. Know what I'm saying? You got to do all these things.
True.
So we required to do a whole lot without a whole lot of time. So yeah, I right. try to make the time that I do spend with my kids solely for my kids. So we do kid stuff.
Right.
You know, like I take her out and I let her shine, let her get her enjoyment out of it. Same as, you know what I'm saying, you got it with your wife or girlfriend, whatever the case may be. You got to spend, if she want to spend time watching the soap operas, man, just sit on the couch, let her lay her head across your lap, and you ain't got to watch them, but just be there. You being there is enough for her sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying, that's just certain things that you have to do.
Right. Real quick, one of the things, everything you say is right on point as far as molding and shaping, but one thing I do as well, because time is so crunched, when it is short time and stuff like that, especially now with my kids being young, chores are more inquisitive, fun. Ooh, what you doing? I'm about to go watch. Can I go with you? Sure. This is a little time we got. Right. This is time where we together. Right. And it's something we both learn on the fly. Obviously, my kids are learning because they're growing. And then I'm learning, too, just to let them hang around you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You take advantage of all that.
That's right.
You know, we have our playtime. Right. Like you said, when you had a kid, we doing kid fun stuff, mm-hmm. playing video games, watching movies. Wrestling. My oldest daughter is into wrestling, which I love because I'm a wrestling head, so it's sweet. So, you know, we do all that, but then you find the other little nooks and crannies, too, where you can make it, where we're getting the time out of it. $5 Monday movies, definitely a plus. Like I say, you got to find those little knickknacks and things like that to make them work. But go ahead. I got a lot I can say on that. So let's go to the expert over here, the veteran. How you pull it off, say? How you pull it off with all the kids and managing time and being the breadwinner in the house?
You beat me?
I don't think I beat you. I don't think I'm ever going to beat you.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
No, I think you got me beat.
No, I don't.
You got how many?
Six.
You got me beat. I'm only at five.
Okay, well, I guess I'm the veteran then. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, wear the crown proudly, man.
I mean, I wear it. I ain't got no choice but to wear it. Well, I'm gonna wear it proudly. Been wearing it for some time now. I mean, with me, because I have two older kids in a different household, you know, I have to make time for them. Mm-hmm. And they are older. Like, my daughter's the oldest one, and she's, like, about to be 15. So I have to do more things for her, you know, that I can't do for the younger kids right now. And I have to give her a different type of time. Like you said, I gotta nurture her now because she's growing up and she's starting to get exposed to things. So I'm trying to expose her before she gets exposed to it.
So let me ask a question before you finish that statement off. When did you start separating the time? Like, you know, with my kids for a while, and I just started doing it, was like, they're all in the same group. We all do the same thing. Y'all love it. But now it's starting to be like, okay, this is my thing I do with you. Now I got to find the thing that I'm going to do with the younger one. When did you start separating the time to say, all right, now you getting to the age where this is your personal time and having to branch off and learn how to strategize that with all your kids?
Well, because she's much older than the rest of them. Like, she's 15. The rest are like 8, mm-hmm. 7. So there's a big age gap. So once she got around, you know, 9, 10, or 11, I had to kind of change some things up for her. Because she was just a little more advanced, you know, more mature. So, you know, I had to start taking her out and you know, letting her get exposed to how to eat and, you know, this is how it's supposed to be. Let me open the door for you. This is, you know, certain little things that men are supposed to teach their daughters, you know. And, like, having a daddy-daughter date thing, I started that with her. That was important for me. I was like, hey, where you want to go? And so I think it was, I started with her when it was a Super Bowl. I was going to watch the Super Bowl, and I decided, you know what? It's not even important. You want to go out? And she was like, well, I thought that was a big deal. I said, no, you're a big deal. So we're going to go to the movies. So I sacrificed the Super Bowl, and I actually had a good time with it. And I wasn't, it really wasn't a big sacrifice for me because I look at it as time with her. I can't get that time back. Right. But I was trying to show her that's how it's supposed to be.
Right. You're the priority.
I enjoy football. I cannot, but you are reality. You are the, like you said, the actual priority for me right now. Mm-hmm. I can always TiVo that or I can get the score later, but I can't get this time back with you.
Right.
So you got to kind of implement those things. So she said, man, she gave up something he really liked for me. No, you are important. You are more important than the thing that I like. So I love you, you know,
right.
And I need to establish that. So with her, yeah, I had to separate with her, but I realized every kid is different. So you have to give them their own space,
yeah,
their own
right.
time. So I'm glad that my wife is at home now. She's a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps. So sometimes she takes the girls out somewhere. Sometimes she may take my son out. You know, sometimes I may take the two boys out. Or I may take my one older boy. I kind of pick and choose. What I do is I know what they all like. So I try to find things on the calendar where I say, okay, I could take this one to the basketball game this day. I could take the other one to the other game that day. In the meantime, while I'm doing that, I'm kind of talking with them and letting them know because a lot of times they're looking like, hey, where are you going? Why are you leaving me out? And I say, you know, you all have your time. You can do it together, but there are separate times where you need with me personally so I could talk to you because they need that intimate one-on-one time.
Right.
So I don't want them to grow up and say, well, my daddy didn't have time. No, he
was
had
overlooked.
Time.
I was the.
My dad had six kids, and he made time
stepchild.
For all of us. Right. Mm-hmm. And
that's
I don't
right.
want that. And now they can't. And none of them can say that. And they'll tell you.
Right.
They all get that time with me because it's needed.
That's
so
right.
you just have to really, like I said, with my schedule, you know, James, you know, little body, we work the same type of schedule. The weekends for me, sometimes I have to take that Sunday. I need Saturday and Sunday off. I mean, and I tell people, I say, listen, my kids are more important. You know, I will take them to church. They love going to church. But sometimes we don't have, like me and my wife may not have as much time together. So I had to take a Saturday, and I didn't mess with them at all. So I need to take that Sunday where they're like, yo, can we just, sure, let's go do it.
Right.
So you just have to really sometimes you just have to sacrifice, and that's really what it is. It's a lot of sacrifice.
It's good to manage, because actually, like, to the point where I'm about to go, you have to learn how to find all those spots and be creative. Yeah. Because right before I got to the studio, I'm used to being the one that had to wait on everybody else to get here, you know, getting the classic. And I think I mapped everybody out today. I'm like, Josh going to hit me with the I'm on route about this time. Zay going to have this epic story about where he's coming from. C-Murder going to be pretty cool. I see we got another trend going on here, because this is the second time you done had, you know, some digestive issues. So he got that going. Romeo. Either the love doctor either gonna show up or he not. You just gotta flow with high schedule as well. So I'm like, cool, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead, go get us some. Let's go sit down at Texas Roadhouse. Let's go eat real quick. You know, if they had to wait a couple minutes on me, they get to see how I feel to wait. You know what I'm saying? They get to see how I feel to wait a little bit. So the point I'm getting to, and I'm gonna leave this question over to C-Murder, Mr. Charles here. How much, or give me a percentage, give me a ratio, however you wanna do it, does having ingenuity play a part in managing your household? Because like I said, we talked about the schedule, we talked about finding time. Some people feel you need to sacrifice. I'm more of the belief that, you know, you find time within your priority totem pole, if you will, but you still got to find those nooks and crannies, those little crevices, those rays of sunshines, of opportunities to utilize when they pop up unscheduled. So how much of a percentage, if you will, does ingenuity play into making your family, your household, a success?
Man, wow! That I would say that's a large chunk. You know, I kind of like to. I mean, I probably can say that I probably have one of the most difficult schedules at the table.
I was gonna mention that
because I work a different shift every single week.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Every single week, bro. Third shift, second shift, first shift, back to third shift. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then on top of that, man, depending on how business is, we working 6 days a week. So
right.
And I've been doing that for the last few months. So we're just starting to slow down. So, you know, the whole work-life balance thing, man, is kind of hard to attain at sometimes, especially when you have kids involved. And I'm a big family dude, man. I love spending time with my babies. And I got a 15 and a 6-year-old. So it's kind of difficult to do things together as a family. You know, it's this day and age, it's kind of hard to find a movie that you can go see with a 15-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Right.
Because these days, man, PG is like
it is.
Soft porn.
It really is.
I mean, like R.
It really needs parental guidance, man.
Oh, my God.
Like, God, is this PG?
Yeah, man. So I got to, when my daughter said, Daddy, can we go see this? I'm like, well, hold on. Let me look at the previews. Let me look at the ratings.
Let me go watch it first, and then we'll see if I can set up a date for you to watch it.
I mean, even watching the Minions, they ain't that cursing and, you know,
booty get
Minions
thongs showing, on and all that. Yeah.
Showing cracks. I'm like, man, come on, man. For real. You gotta put the crack in there to make it funny.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of work, man. And then in between that time with you and the kids, you have to make time. If you are married, you got to make time for the wife. Because trust me, I've been here. You know, I get that. Hey, we ain't did this. We need a date night.
Yeah, that's
you know, we ain't did this and that. And let the wife tell it. You know, she has to come first. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, it was before the kids.
Let the wife tell it.
Right.
Is that inaccurate?
No, it's not. You know, and I've heard it from my wife a few times, and not even from the wife, man. I mean, I got it from my pastor when we get in counsel. You got to make time for the wife. My pastor always say, take a weekend, go somewhere, you know, go do something, find a babysitter for the kids. You know what I mean? So, and, you know, in doing that, I miss my baby. My 6-year-old is my daughter, and that's, you know, not like I love my son any less, but I tell my wife, man, it's different with my daughter than it is with my son. And I keep explaining that to her. She does not understand the difference. I said, you probably won't, because you'll never be a father. I said, it's just something with a little girl as opposed to a boy.
Yeah, and it's just a quick sidebar. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of hard for them to look at it from a mother's point of view, because they think protect everything.
Right.
And it's like, it's not that I'm giving any less love to either one, but I have to do it differently with my son. I can't be overly nurturing with my son because it's my son.
Right.
You need to be able to endure hardship. Right. On the other hand, with my daughter, I got to be able to protect her and shield her from the vultures that's going to be out there to try to, you know, do damage. So it's not unequal love. It's just different. But go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm a little different when it comes to her. I'm like I'll punk some preschoolers. Like, for real, I've done that. Like, you know, going to the school and dudes want to hug my baby when they're like, nah, bro, you can say bye and wave. Ain't no touching. And I made a little boy cry in school one day. The teacher had to actually console this dude, but I was dead serious. Like, nah, bro, these little dudes are the devil some days, man. These little kids, they start on for real, man. These little these little knuckleheads, man. So, you know, these parents are a little different too. So that's why you got to kind of keep your eye on these little dudes, man. You don't know what kind of household they're being raised in. So
that is true.
The work-life balance, man. And in between the kids and the wife, you got to have time for yourself, in my opinion, too.
You do. You need that.
You have to have time to breathe.
You go crazy if you don't have that.
Right. Do your hobbies. Your right. Yeah. You know, and there's certain things I love to do. I love to work out. I love to go to the gun range. So
we're going to have to set up. That's another one you can set up, just the gun range trip.
Yeah.
Mr. Okay. I'm just saying.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, to add that to the list.
It's tough, man, but you have to kind of balance it out. You know, you got to have, kind of give us some thought. And, all right, I'm going to do this week, this, you know, we're going to do this day. This is family day. This is date night. You know, have you some babysitters on deck, you know, so. But it's tough, though, man. But you got to do what you got to do.
So we talked about the kids and whatnot in that particular situation of balancing life and things. So how do you manage the wife? How do you pull that off? And I'm talking full spectrum. We talked about date nights, things like that. What if date night is not available? How do you get creative in making sure you spend time with your wife to make sure y'all get the intimacy, the one-on-one time, the conversation time? How do you pull that off? So I'm going to just go around the table and give me some examples of how y'all pull that off in order to make sure the wife is taken care of. First of all, since it came up in conversation, let me just ask this as we go around the table first. Is the wife the number one priority in your household? Yes or no, real quick, as we go around.
She should be.
She should be.
She should be.
We got another she should be.
I'm not married, so.
Anymore? Okay. You were married before, so was she?
Was she a priority?
Number one.
The number one? Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to leave the best for last. So is the wife a priority for the man?
Get that shotgun ready.
I try to make the wife the number one priority.
That's a plus. That's better than what I thought it was.
BB gun. No, no.
So, okay, we got two should be's. Why is it should be? Is it a matter of I just haven't found the way to manage the time to justify her being number one? Or is it another reason?
It depends on the day, how the day goes, man. Sometimes you don't have enough time for yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to give somebody else time when you haven't given yourself time because you feel like you're cheating yourself.
So it's more of a time thing than a desire thing.
Yeah. If you know what I'm saying. I would say that, and partially a desire. I mean, no, I can't say a desire because your desire is to make sure your wife is taken care of in all mm-hmm. aspects. But the timing of it is just like, man, like sometimes I've noticed even recently with me, I'll fall asleep on her quickly, not on purpose, but I'm like, and I told her, I said, yo, I'm so sorry because I don't do that.
Right.
But I'm like, with everything that's going on with me, I got a lot of things happening, a lot of things taking off. You know, I'm trying to figure out some things. I just feel like probably I'll tire myself out. So, you know, I had to kind of clear my mind and say, hey, let me attempt to make this right. Let's make a day. Like I said, sometimes you got to sacrifice that Sunday mm-hmm. where it was going with the church. I'm like, look, we ain't going. We going out.
Right.
And you have to do that because at the end of the day, I can't lose my wife. I could lose the church. I can't afford to lose her, though. You know what I'm saying? I can get another church. I can go to another church and all that. But I want to make sure she's cool. And I always say I got 7 days to try to make it right, not six. I don't limit myself to six because I'm, like you said, sometimes you might need that Sunday, man.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So back to what we was asking. So with the wife, we understand that we try to make her a priority, that it's a desire to do so. So give me some examples of some ways that you try to pull it off with a hectic schedule in trying to achieve your goals, supply for the household, manage your kids, manage your own personal time, so on and so forth. How do you pull that off? What kind of things are you doing to say, we're going to make a way out of no way?
She's good at that one. I mean, I'm cool, but she's really good at it. Man, sometimes we might have to sacrifice a bill or something, pay somebody to keep the kids or something. That's something we've done before. Mm. You know, normally because we don't normally ask people to watch our kids, and that's something we mm-hmm. kind of pride ourselves on.
Right.
But, and our kids are not bad, but we, you know, everybody has their schedules and their own little thoughts. But sometimes we have to sacrifice and like, yo, some ain't gonna get paid, but it's worth it because we need to get out and we need to go enjoy ourselves. So we've done that before, you know what I'm saying? And my wife will say, well, hey, we go, like you said, movies on the weekdays. We would mm-hmm. probably, like, have somebody come over, watch the kids for maybe a couple hours while we go to the movies right after work and do that and then come home. I mean, we try to make the most out of what you got. especially with us having the many kids we do. But we manage. I can't say that we do manage.
So how you pull it off, Mav? What's your strategy? What did you do to try to keep the missus happy?
I'm put it like this. My wife, her emotions and her attitude, it's always changing. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like I try to do different things, but, you know, and try to set up certain things, but I feel like I don't want to go kick it with you if, you know, we gonna have attitudes, you know. And that's just how I feel. I don't want to go sit at a restaurant and, you know what I'm saying, I'm irritated. I just don't want to be phony. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we have to spend time together and we have to enjoy ourselves. And I just don't want to, you know, be sitting at Applebee's or be sitting nowhere irritated, period. You know, so I can be irritated at the house, you know, and that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? So I set this time apart for me and you to free our mind and stuff like that. And, you know, you want to have an attitude and be irritated here, I'm good, you know, so.
Go ahead, I mean, I see you got something to say.
I was just about to say, so she got an attitude most of the time. You pretty much not going nowhere with her.
I mean, that's how I feel, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and a lot of things get chalked, you know, because of the different emotions, you know?
So let me ask this question, because this is an interesting one. I'm glad you brought that up. Have you learned to differentiate between when your wife is just being a woman and feisty, because they are, and when she's really mad about something?
I think, yeah, you know, I have, you know, somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. Okay, I can see that. Yeah. 'Cause the reason why I asked, and it took me, and I think I just had this conversation with, say, I don't know, I had it with somebody, but it took me a good 5 years into my marriage to really differentiate between my wife is just being my sassy wife, which is part of the reason why I love her. Honestly, that little, you know, fire about yourself was one of the things that attracted me. Versus my wife is mad about something, right or wrong, she's mad, you gotta address this. Because in the beginning, I was the exact same way. You know, I do something or whatever, and she react in a way where it feel like you giving me attitude, and now I'm mad because you mad about nothing. So now I got an attitude now. So now we both got attitudes that was really an attitude that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after a while, I started to figure out when she's just being herself and when she's really mad.
Yeah.
So we do the same thing too often when we'll go out. It was something to be going on, and she'll say something, she'll get a little quote-unquote attitude, and it'd be like, this could ruin the day, but I know you, so I'm going to say what I got to say back, and we're going to brush it off, we're going to keep it moving, and then 5 minutes later, it's all love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's an art to learning how to get past that, and it's really, honestly, it's the man's job to say, I'm not going to be Petty Murphy today. You can be Petty LaBelle, but I'm not going to play Petty Murphy. I'm going to let that go ahead and slide, let you do your thing, and then we're going to get past this.
Because
if... Yeah,
Freddie Murphy.
Right. If you play with their attitudes on the surface, y'all be at each other's neck all the time because they always seem like they're mad about something.
Yeah.
So you got to learn to differentiate between that person's really mad. Forget it. We're gonna keep on doing this because we need this time, and this is something we need to address, and we're gonna address it at the appropriate time because we need to.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm on the right page with that C-Murder, or am I just making that one up?
No, you're on the right page with that one. I look at it as being the peacekeeper. I'm the peacekeeper in my house. You know, if I determine my wife is upset about something or has an attitude, if it's something I did, I'll try to kind of smooth it out. You know, if I know it ain't something I did, I'm like, hey, what's up? You had a bad day at work? You know, let's talk about it. Let's get it out the way, and then let's go enjoy ourselves. Let's not do this at dinner. You know what I'm saying? And you just going to spoil the whole night because you get an attitude and it's going, I'm going to piggyback and I'm going to get another attitude and it's like, all right, what's the point?
Yeah.
Right.
We're just wasting time, space, and money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this the little time we have, let's just enjoy ourselves and take advantage of it.
You got to learn how to have amnesia with a woman's attitude, man.
Yeah.
Just be like,
yeah.
You know what? You know, that shot you took was only a free throw. That's 1 point. You can have that point. I'm still leading by 10.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm saying you can have that one. I ain't even about to trip with you on that. Let's keep on moving because this tab about to be at least $50. You're not about to ruin this $50 that I just
I know that, man.
It ain't about to happen.
You got to know your wife. That's important. Yeah. You got to know your wife. Yeah. So
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What you got over there?
I'm with Mav, man.
There you go.
I'm not wasting no. You got an attitude. I ain't wasting no money. We can stay out. right here. Man, look at it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Man, you a Scorpio, right?
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio. See, there you go.
That's what it is. I'm not for the foolishness, man. I'm sorry. Like, see, because I'm not, like, I understand. I appreciate my man right here saying, you know what I'm saying, he the peacemaker.
Right.
I'm sorry.
So you petty wop, huh? You gonna just go there. I ain't
gonna say that.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say that. Yeah. But I'm like this.
Hey, on it today.
I'm like this. It's got to be an understanding on both sides.
Yes.
It's got to be an understanding on both sides. I'm not just gonna keep letting you get away with stuff, because if I keep letting you get away with stuff, you gonna think that that's the natural order of things.
All right.
And it's gonna petty be easy. Wop. And that's what you're going to keep continuing to do. And I'm like, no, because you got to be held accountable too. So, like, when I get, I'm gonna tell you, when I'm upset, when I used to get upset, my wife was a talker. She wanted to talk the problem out.
Oh, man.
Talk the problem out, but let me go deal with it internally first.
Okay.
Leave me alone. Let me go off on my tangent. And then when I come back to you and say, okay, let's talk about it, then I'm ready to talk about it. But don't try to force me to talk about it. Because then we're going to have a problem. Then I'm going to blow up.
I see where you're going with that. That sounds like when you're really in a serious issue. Y'all got something. And that happens. You know, you got something going on y'all need to address. But with every neck snap, every finger pop, every raise of the voice, do you take that to heart?
Not everyone, but if you get upset about something petty, and we, you know, got plans to go somewhere, I tell you go by yourself. I'd be like, hey, well, you go ahead and you go to Applebee's by yourself, and I'm gonna go in here and watch the game.
Right.
That's how I be feeling, man.
Let me ask the two Scorpios this: what's the percentage of you got some plan, y'all about to go somewhere, and because of her attitude, you cancel it? How many times does that happen?
In my marriage,
It had it happen a lot with Mav, nine times out of ten.
Mav, like 12 times, you know, I didn't shut it down.
I'm going to say it's running a close 50-55%.
Oh, wow. Man.
I don't know. I mean, it might have been like, you know, something like a 30, you know what I'm saying? Okay. 40, something like that.
45.
Yeah, right. It ain't horrible, but I'm gonna let you know. You know what I'm saying?
About 45. Yeah, you
know? Fair. So,
I'm not saying it happened like, you know what I'm saying, 70 times or something, you know what I'm saying? And 35 times I ain't going.
But y'all both might be like 12. Y'all might forget it.
It might be like 12 times, you know what I'm saying? That might be like 6 of them. I might be like, look, I'm not in the mood for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, since we opened that up, I might as well just ask the other two, Mav and Jar, I mean, how many times y'all do it? You know, you just shut it down. You had some plan. We got about to get this quality time, but you done got on my nerves. Forget it.
Maybe once or twice.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't had many of that. Because normally, when we got some plans, I know she really want to go. So I kind of just suck it up and like, man.
I mean, I'll suck it up and go. Like, because some of the times I have a problem where I just don't feel like going.
Right. That's usually always the case.
I'm not in the mood, but it's like, I can't get this time back.
Right. Yeah. People always ask me, are you tired? I'm like, I'm always tired. You don't even have to ask that question. I'm always tired. So, I just learned how to fight through it. But, you know, my thing is with that, we're talking about time management, not having the time and things like that. I don't want to waste any time. Because you can't redeem that time back. And like I said, our wives are different, but at the same time, a lot of the features and elements are the same. They all got attitudes, every single one of them. Mm-hmm. You hear me say this about every woman every single time, and most of them agree with me. All of them are crazy. They're all crazy. Exactly. I don't care what you think. You're crazy. So you got some issues that you got to deal with. You find out a lot of times when they have the little attitude and things going on. Like I said, it took me a little while to find out, but more often than not, it's just them being them. It ain't even really an attitude there. It's just the way they deliver things.
What my boy say on what's that, Baby Boy? Some unstable creatures.
I got that sound bite in here.
Yeah. That's right. Unstable creatures.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right, man.
Unstable creatures. Yeah. They definitely are. Yeah. So, I mean, in the pantheon of trying to find that time, you just got to suck those things up. I mean, because my wife is like one of the most indecisive people in the history of the universe. Just off of that alone, if I let that part of her personality rule the moment, we will never go anywhere. So you got to suck it up like, okay, where you want to go? See, you know, everybody done been here, but I mean, it's like next level with me. It's like, where you want to go? I don't care. Wherever you want to go. I don't care. Just pick somewhere. Okay, I picked this place. I don't want to go there.
Right.
Okay.
Oh,
I hate that.
All right. We're going to play this game. So I'm going to have at least 2-3 other places that you're going to shoot down. And I'm finally going to find a way to manipulate you into saying where you want to go. And even though you irritated me with that, because you could have just said that
that's,
in the first place.
That's irritating.
We're
going to
go and we're going to make this. We're gonna
that's
make this
irritating.
Place.
Right.
Because, you know, on the surface, you could be like, you know what? I'm tired of it. You can't figure nothing out. I'm just going to eat the leftovers in the refrigerator.
Right.
You do whatever you want to do. I don't care anymore. Right. I'm going to watch the game. Just like the answer over here just said. But you got to learn how to. We got to take this as a win. We don't have much time available.
Irritating.
It's irritating. And I fall for the trap every time. I'm like, what do you want? Or she rather like, what do you want? I don't care. I know what you're going to say. Pick something. I'm going to pick something, and you're going to say you don't want it. But I'm going to fall for the trap again because I always do, and I'm going to say it, and you're going to say you don't want that. Why do we got to go down this road all the time?
Netflix
but we do.
Chill.
Yeah, exactly. But we do, and we get over it.
What you want to eat?
NFL and chill. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we get through it. Yeah. So it is what it is. But before we move on, we might not even move on to another topic before the show concludes. I noticed a couple of people, well, pretty much everybody in the element of giving their examples, kind of mentioned going out to eat, getting rid of the kids, and money and things like that. How do you, or should I say, do you or have you created a moment where money wasn't involved and you can't find a babysitter? Because those options do happen a lot, especially when you have a lot of kids. I can't get rid of the kids, and it might not even be a case of I don't have the money. I just don't want to blow every dime I got.
Right.
So how do you pull off creating a moment with your wife with those two factors working against you?
Once you put the kids to bed.
Yeah, it's got to be late.
They're going to bed probably a little earlier than normal, but they definitely going to get bed. Feed them. Yeah. Let them do what they do. Good night. And let them understand we serious. Ain't no playing around. You going to bed, because they'll normally go to bed once they know we serious. Once they sleep, we got the evening to ourselves.
Well, luckily for me, at the time,
you know,
I only had the one.
Right.
So we had a TV room. She had her own TV room, so she could watch what she wanted to watch, you know. And then 9 times out of 10, she sit in that room and fall asleep anyway.
Right.
So we'll be in the living room and just laying on the couch. You know, one of us laying on the couch or both of us cuddling on the little chase. And you know what I'm saying? And we do our own. We was Netflix and chilling way before it was a thing. Before it was a thing, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you could create it that way, you know. Or you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to be a little creative. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, maybe... Maybe catch her and she come home before the kids get there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you might have to get that old quick one off.
Right.
Go ahead.
We've been leaving out early from work.
Uh-huh.
And she, I had to do that too. Kids get home by 4:30. We are out of there.
And it add a little,
we fly out of
it. It add a little spin, a little freshness to your relationship when you're able to take advantage of those things.
You anticipating on the way home. I'm going to take me a quick nap on the way home. I get up. Let's go.
Right. Hey, me
I, did, I do this the other way around. Like my wife always
coming out,
out
the hands, out the
late
door.
Doing whatever she do. And just like you said earlier, I've always been that way because I'm a morning person. So at night, once my body realizes there's nothing else to do, oh, it's about to shut down. So in order to counter that, because my wife is a late person, in the middle of the day, you know, I get home, first things first, and it's a habit that I do because I wish it would have been done with me. As soon as we hit the house, kids doing homework, we're going to knock that out. If y'all want to play, run around, have a little bit of fun before it's time to go to bed, y'all can do that. But the homework and everything will get done first.
Right.
We're going to take care of the homework. We're going to feed you. While all that's happening, I'm going to throw on Cartoon Network. We're going to watch some Teen Titans Go. I'm going to pass out for a little bit. Give me a couple hours in. Put y'all to bed.
Yes.
So the wife going to get the call. Kids in the bed. Yep, you miss them. Kiss them goodnight in the morning because they already gone. But once you get in here, I'm attacking you as soon as you get to the door because it's showtime. That's how I roll. You got to make those moments happen. You got to be creative like that.
You go Tom Cruise on, you slide in there with your t-shirt on and your tube socks.
Just the Tim's. Yeah. That's
so,
it.
So the other day I started off, I kind of.
You show you Tom Cruise, do you? Are you more like Jerome in the house?
Right. It was kind of a mixture of everybody the other day because I got a little lazy at the end because the game was on. And I'm like, I kind of know when you're going to come in, but I'm still watching the game. So I didn't get my outfit on before she came in. So she just caught me in a tank top and the sweatpants. But I still attacked her at the door, you know, kissed the warm drip a little bit. Said, go ahead to the bathroom, get yourself together. Then I hurry up and switch and put on my jungle outfit. So when she came to the door, I'm like, boom.
Jungle outfit.
Can't have jungle outfit.
What?
Yeah. had my lepers on and everything.
Hold on, like, bro.
Whoa. Lepers.
Yeah, man. TMI.
Y'all ain't got no
all capital.
I ain't trying to picture you, man.
All somebody got right. You got to have at least one. You got to have at least one animal print in your stage.
I'm with the Mav on that one. I ain't trying to get a visual.
I ain't trying to get a visual of James.
Hey, you ain't got to get a visual. Yeah.
Like Prince of Zamunda coming in and sliding in.
That's one of my role play wishes.
Stop it. Please stop. Please stop.
Don't
feed him. Stop feeding this.
A word of advice from the architect here, man. You got to have at least one animal print in your stash.
Stop feeding.
You're slipping.
One animal print.
Stop feeding. Do not feed this.
Tiger, cheetah, leopard, gator, whatever, but get you some if you ain't got it.
I leave that to the wife. So, I ain't put no prints
see,
on.
See, that's part of your problem right there. You got to be spontaneous, man. You got to be spontaneous.
I'm putting the Timbs on for grip, and that's it. Let's roll.
That's it. You can't play Tupac in every scenario, man. You got to play somebody else. Hey.
All you need is some Timbs and that workout ball. That's all you need. You
know? Yeah, the workout ball is nice. That's all you need.
A little oil.
Yeah, you're a little baby oil, you good to go.
Yeah, man, you got to freshen things. Like, see, and this is the point I'm getting. You ain't got to do it exactly like me, but you got to freshen things up, man. And not just for your wife, but for just your sanity, man, because you get in a rut, and it's like, man, I've been doing this for, where you at, 16, C-Murder?
I'm at 17,
17, you've been doing it 17.
Married.
Me and Say, exactly.
Together, 21.
Me and Say 22. At 9. Mad, what you at, like 6, 7 now?
It'll be 6 in March.
6? And you know, Leonard didn't have his experience for a minute. He'd have had multiple experiences and test studies. So you know, you got to be fresh with this thing.
I man. Like the way you put
tried
that.
And proven right, studies. Tried and proven.
I like the way you put that. Was a very eloquent way of saying that I was a failure at marriage. It was. I appreciate that.
Test studies.
Yeah,
several test studies.
Proven, man.
Like getting a monkey.
The facts are in, baby. Yeah. It is a no-go for me.
Right.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, man, you got to keep it fresh, man. You got to be innovative, man. You got to learn how to spend that time and make it work. You got to make it work, man.
James come out looking like Bam Bam. Come on.
Yeah, I will. I do it. I will do it. I will put on Barney Rubble, man. Barney Rubble.
No.
That's a man law violation.
Y'all stop feeding. Stop feeding.
That's gonna
him,
be.
Man.
That's gonna be the next
him,
CSC bro. Conversation room question. Should your man role play for you,
man? Looking like Tarzan.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Don't even need to buy the stick. I got my own. I don't need the Bam Bam stick. I got my own. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting visuals.
Right.
What else we talking about?
Hey.
My role play consists of being Leon from, what was the one movie? The Gigolo movie?
Gigolo movie.
Black
Leon.
Guy, when he's just on the bed, butt naked, just coming in the room. She just on the bed like this. Hey.
Leon, the actor, or was
I
that
know
the
what
character
you're talking
name?
About.
That was his character name.
Oh, I'm checking.
Yeah. I know you're talking
that
about.
That sounds like Wait Next Hill. Was that
the dude from Saturday Night Live, the black guy from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. But what I was about to say, don't look at it as a visual, man. Take them as tips. Take it as tips. Write it in your notebook, man. Some things you can use. Yeah, I wish the Love Doctor was here for this one. I guarantee you he has some tips.
Oh, we know he
take
has
home.
Some tips.
Oh, yeah.
He probably utilizes some of them right now. That's why he's not here.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I said he was probably taking a milk bath or something.
Yeah, man. You got to take advantage of those
print,
times,
though.
Man.
I'm not no animal print at all. Our results are some other things, and not no animal print.
Get some animal happening. Print, man. Get some animal print in your repertoire. Your wife will appreciate it.
Not only time a man should have on animal print is if he actually killed that animal. That is the only time he need to have on animal print.
I probably never take it off if I actually killed it. That'd be like a badge of honor. So yeah, I heard that.
That's hilarious. That's nasty. That is so nasty.
See, that's the problem, man. Y'all don't think outside the box. What else we got on the subject before we had to close
outside
up?
Outside the box, we just ain't telling you what's outside
everybody
the box.
Everybody here, with the exception of the Fashion Maverick, because he's the Fashion Maverick, said Tim's. That's what I bring to the table. Tim's, you're still bringing the butters. They were rocking that in high school, man.
They give you good grip. Good grip on the carpet.
She don't want thug every day, man.
You can't do the Tim's socks. You're slipping around.
Tim's is definitely required for the quickie joint. You gotta have the Tim's because you never know when you
quickie,
get it
for the
you
quickie.
But might be in the laundry room.
But you can't have you can't have the champagne glass and the Teddy Pendergrass on and Tim's. You wouldn't rock Tim's.
No, I'm saying just keep them on the side of the bed.
That's when you pull out your Hugh Hefner, yo. You pull out your Hugh, your silk robe.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Smoking jacket.
Bunny
smoking
love. Jacket. Get some of that bunny love, baby. Some of that bunny love.
You ain't doing. You ain't bringing Tim's to the table, are you, Mav? You doing more than Tim's? No, you ain't even got Tim's. What are those that you got on?
These just some biker boots. I mean,
biker boots. See, y'all ain't rocking no biker boots.
That all leather, black leather.
Yeah, see, do that. Switch it up.
I come out the shower. I got a roll with a hood, like a little boxing roll. Come out the shower with that joint.
Why can't you be a Zulu or a Mandingo warrior?
Nah, she the ring girl. She got her card on. You know she got her little card.
They wear animal print.
You can't be a Zulu. Stop with the animal print.
Right.
Just stop.
Nobody is following you. Nobody is following you down that road.
It's your heritage, man.
Nobody here is following you down that road.
Yeah, y'all are. Y'all thinking about it.
No, we not.
Next time y'all
might think about no man with animal print on.
I would have rather you just said y'all went whole Adam and Eve. You just had on a leaf or some loincloth. And she had on her loincloth. And y'all just ripped each other's off. And that was it.
What did Adam put on?
No.
No.
He put on what, a goat? What did he kill a goat to make it? To make lamb skin. Y'all don't know your Bible. He put on animal skin.
I think the architect got a pair of chaps in the room.
Yeah, I would. Hey, good idea.
He probably do, man. He probably do. I wouldn't put it past
be a Harley bike rider in my bed.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past Jay.
Why not?
No.
They are made.
Blue Oyster. No, dog. We ain't talking about them.
Right.
No.
That's why no. That's why MCA joint. No,
bro. You don't wear the chap, dog.
No.
Come
chaps.
On, man.
No.
They wear them. They actually wear them.
No.
They do wear them on the bike. That's what they made for.
That's a violation.
Now, somebody may have tainted it, but, you know,
no,
hey, man.
No, bro, no.
The marriage bed
you ain't got no Harley in your bedroom.
I would bring one for that.
No.
Yeah, I would rent one just for
that. That's still a violation.
Don't put no chaps on, dog.
Mm-mm.
Please, Jay.
Only Prince.
Just Tim's. Just Tim's.
You got a pair of animal print chaps, don't you?
I'm thinking about it. That's a good combination.
Y'all gotta have
good combination.
Y'all gotta have some type of nice drawers or some type of nice stuff
what
to
you
wear.
Mean nice drawers.
No, I'm just stuff up here. Boxer briefs or you know something
that's
nice.
That's not
like,
nice. That's everyday wear.
No.
You got different.
I'm talking about you.
Wait.
No.
Oh, you on my side?
Yeah.
No.
I'm on your side.
No. Here's the problem.
You do have to have some type of nice drawers.
Here was the problem.
No. Look. You got boxer briefs.
Women are supposed to bring that good old.
Here you go again with the double standard.
Yeah. You ain't supposed to be doing that, boy.
So you don't bring nothing to the table. Okay. Y'all need some help. Clearly.
You bring your thing.
No.
Right. Yes. No. I'm not saying.
We know what our next episode is.
You better make that boy do tricks.
I'm not saying.
We know how to make the thing do tricks.
I'm just against the print.
Like a magic wand, baby.
Because most of us, you know, for every day, we wear the boxer briefs kind of long.
Right.
But they got the ones that's kind of shorter. You know what I'm saying?
And
you
might even break
out the old Speedo game every
blue moon. I'll give you that. That's a switch up.
That's a switch up. You
ain't
might
no
pull.
Cotton going on my cracks. I can't do it.
Right, man.
You might pull the old diver move. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Okay.
Man.
Now we here. You got to be creative.
But
too big.
I'm not putting no prints on. You know what I'm saying?
I'll give you a pass on the print.
So you ain't gonna put no
than the Fruit of the Looms that you wear every day, man. Come on, man.
So,
you gotta do something different.
So y'all ain't gonna put no Santa Claus drawers on or nothing?
No.
Hey, I put Santa Claus on.
I got the Santa Claus joints.
Yeah. There you go, man.
I got the velvet Santa Claus joints, man.
Around your balls.
The skin tight joints, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
And they high, too.
Yeah. No.
Y'all wonder why the boy. You
I gotta walk in the room, man, bearing gifts, man.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I walk in the room bearing gifts, baby.
You know my Christmas.
I gotta bring the gifts.
No, you know my Christmas.
Come open this gift for.
Right, exactly, man.
You know my little Christmas. My little Christmas 1-2 consist of
mistletoe, or
you seen the Justin Bieber joint?
What you talking about? I seen a lot of Justin Bieber. What you talking about?
This is. Can I say it on radio? You know what I'm
I don't know what you about to say.
The penis in the box.
Okay.
I can see that.
The penis in the box.
You think it's selfish with the mistletoe. You're just trying to get something out of that, man.
But you got the penis in the box. It's you making the penis in the box.
Penis in the box.
What is the mistletoe for? Give me a kiss. That's what the mistletoe for. So,
so you be like, I got a gift. Your gift is right there, baby.
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with it per se, but she's not going to receive it the same.
Kiss the tip.
Kiss the tip. No, thank you.
Hey, everybody, go on YouTube.
Thank you.
And look up. It's actually called D in the Box. And it's
D in the Box.
It's Timberlake and another guy. Hey, for real. Check the video out, man. Yeah, how you rolling. But it's I'm telling you, it's trick. Yeah. YouTube, look
see,
it up.
Y'all know why them two knuckleheads be clowning us? Because of y'all two idiots. Y'all can't be seeing that stuff.
Right.
They're going to have a field day with this, man.
I guarantee you, at least one of those members have more
James
than 10.
With the chaps.
The other one.
Mav coming in with jingle bells.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hey, I'm getting me some, oh, yeah. I'm getting me some.
They got to be velvet.
Exactly.
They got to be velvet.
Exactly.
Santa Claus drugs. Got to be velvet.
I love it.
You know what? Balls
I ain't even mad at him.
Exactly.
I ain't even mad at man.
Hey,
you know what?
I gotta give you that.
I got a bag half up on that.
I'm a believer. I gotta give you that.
Pause real quick. Station bell. Identification. You've been listening to the Band of Brothers Radio Show. Make sure you continue to listen
jingle
on CSC
all the way,
Radio,
baby.
Culture Shock Entertainment, Facebook.
Hey, I got a bag
CultureShockEntertainment.com. CultureShockEntertainment.com.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
I can't even get it all out because it's still talking. We out of here, man.
He said ding-a-ling-a-ling.